Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord opens our ears and the Lord makes clear our speech. He says, Ephatha, that is, be opened, and ears open, and tongues release, to speak plainly, to zealously proclaim the grace of God known through Jesus Christ. He says, be opened, and his word is heard, believed, and confessed unto salvation. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Romans 10, our epistle reading. This morning, in the Mark 7 reading, we heard how our Savior opened the ears and released the tongue of the man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. Christ Jesus was requested to lay his hand on the man so that he would be healed. And the man was healed. Using physical touch and with a heavenward focus, Christ spoke his word in a way that opened the man's ears and made clear his speech. Very sacramental reading, as the sacraments use physical touch combined with God's word to bring healing. This miracle, like all of Christ's miracles, points to the cross, the great healing that we know as believers through the blood of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, won on the cross and bestowed on us through particular means, the means of grace, the proclaimed word, baptism, and Holy Communion. My dear friends, Jesus loves you. And for you, he has done all things well. Mark 7:37. He has even made the deaf to hear and the murmuring speak plainly. He has opened your ears and released your tongue so that you would not remain in silence, unable to confess him as your Savior, unable to be saved, but would with your mouth make the bold confession that Jesus is Lord. We find in Jesus the ultimate fulfillment of the words that we heard in Isaiah 29. In that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. To read that book, what book are we talking about? We're talking about Scripture. We're talking about the book that's made up of the Word that was incarnate. We're talking about Jesus. They will hear his voice and see his word plainly. The prophet's words recorded in 35:5-6 are also realized in Christ. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. Then, when is the then? Well, at the fullness of time, no doubt. When Jesus came, lived, died, and was resurrected for the world, that then, the time when you were saved on the cross, that your hearts wouldn't turn away from his word, but would believe the eyewitness accounts. Then, when Jesus awoke from death and in effect said, be opened to the grave, to your grave, that it would not hold you forever. Then, the meek obtained fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind, us sinners, were exalted in the Holy One of Israel, in Jesus, as part of his body that lives forever. Jesus opens ears and makes clear our speech. He says, be opened. And our ears are opened. And our tongues are released by the Spirit, bringing Christ's spoken word to us so that we can hear him, so that we can believe him, so that we can confess him as our crucified and risen Lord, so we can be saved by him. In Deuteronomy, Moses told our forefathers in the faith, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them to your children diligently, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. That is, all the time. Likewise, Paul said, as you heard today, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in Jesus will not be put to shame. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, who confesses with his mouth that Jesus is the crucified and risen Lord, sent to save me, a wretched sinner, will be saved. Friends, like those in our gospel reading, we have to admit that we're not very good at doing what the Lord commands of us. Before the glory of God had been revealed in the humility of Christ's cross, our Lord said to the deaf and stuttering, be opened. And then he charged the crowd of people that was nearby not to speak of his healing word quite yet. But the more he charged them not to speak, the more zealously they proclaimed it, as if there was some sort of reverse psychology at play here. And today, living in the full revelation of God's glory in the death of his Son atop Calvary, where there is no more concealing and keeping quiet the good news of the gospel, Jesus has sent his preachers out into the world to the crowds that assemble around his healing word to hear the message of salvation. He sent preachers to proclaim the good news that he is the Messiah so that our ears may be opened and that we would believe the gospel and confess it zealously with our mouths, teaching it diligently to our children, talking about it all the time, confessing it to those whom the Lord has put in our individual lives, that we might speak to them. But it would seem that the more we're charged to speak of salvation in Christ to our family and friends, the tighter our lips become, the less we speak of our Savior. Again, to use the words Moses was given by God to proclaim to our forefathers in the faith, if your heart turns away and you will not hear what God has to say to you through his sent ones, but are drawn away from him, from belief in God with all your heart, soul, and might, if he is not your everything, if you won't use your mouth to speak God's saving word to those around you, to your children, to your family and friends, colleagues, classmates, peers, your circle of people, if you won't confess Jesus and risk the shame that comes with believing in the foolishness of the cross and the empty tomb of Christ. Well, with Moses, I then must declare to you today that you shall surely perish. Loving the Lord your God, I commend you to obey his voice and hold fast to him, for he is your life and your length of days. Deuteronomy 30, 17 to 20 is where that comes from. He has opened your ears and given movement to your tongue. He has and he does. Still to this day, dear friends, the devil wants you to believe that you're confessing Jesus as Lord simply by being an outwardly good person, a kind neighbor, respectful, and nice. This is a great deception because these are good things. But you don't have to be a Christian to be an upstanding citizen or a thoughtful neighbor or respectful and nice. Anyone can do that of any faith, any religious walk of life. Anyone can do that. Satan binds up your tongue in this thinking on purpose so that you won't diligently speak the gospel of Jesus Christ. He dupes you into silence, impedes your speech, so that you don't confess Jesus with your mouth repeatedly and always, just to those closest to you. You don't have to tell the world about Jesus. You've been called to tell your family and friends about Jesus. That's it. And the devil pats you on the back for not opening your mouth, for not making the good confession that Jesus is Lord, your master, the ruler of your life, and the king of all. You've been called to speak his gospel, the good news, to do the thing that only Christians can do, the one thing that is particular to us, and that is to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord to those in your life. What does 1 Corinthians 12:3 say? No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Christians can make the witness, not the unbeliever. Only you are able to tell the people around you about your God. You've been called to speak of your Lord, to unceasingly invite the people in your lives to the pew beside you, where they will hear the same words you hear, be opened by the word that Christ has given us to proclaim, to bring them to the waters of baptism, where Christ touches us just like he did the deaf man through the wet fingers of his pastors, who bring the water to our flesh and Christ's word to our ears. You've been called to guide them with your words to the altar, where, like the deaf man, we receive into our bodies the flesh of our Lord. Maybe the picture of the guy getting his ears plunged on the cover today, right? Christ's body is in his body. We have the same thing happen to us at the altar, where Christ's flesh touches our tongue, and where not our Lord's spit, but his very blood is received into our mouths to loosen our tongues, that we would be strengthened in the faith and make the bold confession that we believe in Jesus and are justified. Crucified and risen, he has forgiven our sins. The Lord opens our ears and makes clear our speech. Repent, dear friends. Repent of your silence and zipped lip, and learn to be like that crowd that zealously proclaimed Jesus to all that would hear them. Don't let the devil frighten you with the thought of shame, that you might be labeled as a Jesus freak or some sort of outcast, a holy roller that only always talks about Jesus like there's something wrong with him. I hope that when I get to do your funeral, most of you, some of you, whoever the Lord lets me, that I can say that person was a Jesus freak. They wouldn't shut up about Jesus. I hope I get to have that on my headstone. His mouth was opened, and he only said one word. Jesus is Lord, over and over and over. The devil would have us fear the shame of our society, have us fear that we are freaks and weird. But the Lord says, be opened. Don't worry about that. See, this is a word of healing. This is not a command. This is not a law. Jesus is not saying, be opened, go speak. He is saying, you have been silent, be opened, and then guess what? You go and speak because you can. Because before, you couldn't use your tongue right. And now, all you want to do is talk, talk, talk about Jesus. Be opened. You have been healed. You now have something to say. Jesus has opened your ears to hear that you have been absolved of all your sins. Christ has opened your mouth. He does it, the opening, because he does all things well. Satan is cunning, and we are weak. And this is why we return to the Word of God daily. This is why we speak it and why preachers have been sent to preach it to us week in and week out, because we constantly need to hear the Lord's spoken word to reopen our ears and re-release our tongues. Because wherever Christ's word is spoken, ears are opened and reopened, and tongues are loosed and released. Hearts believe and are justified, and mouths confess, and Christians, rooms full of them, are saved. Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. Though in this life your family and friends may mock you and even turn away from you and ostracize you, shun you, because you've been opened and openly speak about Jesus, your crucified and resurrected Savior, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. But on the contrary, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Lord has opened your ears. The Lord has loosed your tongue, made clear your speech. He has done it for you. He is doing it for you. And he will continue to do it for you. He speaks, and your ears are opened. He speaks, and your mouth confesses he is Lord. He has certainly done all things well. It is true, and so we say, amen. May the grace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and souls in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.